The best way to buy, cut, and store one of summer's favorite fruits. Nothing tastes better on a hot summer day than a juicy, sweet slice of watermelon. Aside from being delicious, watermelons contain water, of course, potassium, vitamins A and C, and lycopene. While browsing at your local farmer's market, roadside stand, or in the produce aisle, Laura Popelski with the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service says the best way to tell if the watermelon is ripe.
Some people like to give it a good tap. And if it sounds hollow, then that means it's ready to go.
If you come across watermelon that has already been pre-cut, Popelski says the best way to tell if you're getting a good slice is to go for the largest cut-up piece.
When they're cut up in smaller parts, they don't last as well in your refrigerator. The more you cut it up, the more watery it's going to get. You're breaking more of the cell walls.
For fruit that's been pre-cut and packaged in those clear plastic containers or clamshells, she recommends checking the bottom.
Make sure there's not a whole lot of liquid down there. If so, you're buying a lot of watermelon soup.
Of course, there are many ways to cut up a watermelon, but if you're looking for the safest method,
cut the top and the bottom, just a little bit of the ends off first, because then it won't roll around as much. And then you can cut it in half. Flip that cut side down on your countertop.
Watermelons uncut can be kept out on the countertop for about a week after you've purchased them. Once you've sliced into the fruit, store them in the refrigerator for about 4 days. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.